Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we
tell them, what do we do?
We come into your living room.
Or your garage. Or your very large truck that you're driving down the highway
we
in.
We grace you with our presence. You're listening to none other than the H Train Show, broadcasting from Colorado Media School, where here on this show, our only mission is to show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
I'm Rob.
And well, as always, thank you for riding with us. We have a, well, every show is special, but...
But this one, more so.
Yes, with cherries on top, with whipped cream, little sprinkles.
I'm a sprinkles guy.
I like sprinkles, too.
I like sprinkles. I know there's different names for them. What did you call them growing up? I call them sprinkles.
I always call them sprinkles.
Because I've heard them called Jimmies, and I've heard them called Shots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know there was, like, multiple names for them. I guess it's like kind of like the whole... You know, oh, what are you drinking? I'll have a soda. No, I'll have a Coke. No, I'll have a pop.
Right.
It's the same. I guess it's the same argument. I don't really know.
Interesting. Isn't it so kind of, it's just interesting to where, like, people, they're, you know, different states or.
The local vernacular thing.
Like for example, like, I call my dad. Some people call their dad Pops.
Yep.
Or Papa.
Yep.
My grandfather.
I think Pops is a Texas thing. Keep talking. I'm listening.
My grandfather, I always called him Grandpa. What did you call your grandfather?
Grandpa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, typically the same, but there, you know, there's people with different experiences. In fact, yep. It's funny because Jacob Brown, that, you know, the one that you met at the remote.
Yeah.
One of the interns. So, He came in here.
You work those insert turns like dogs, man.
Oh, pfft, whatever.
Dude, you work them like dogs. I love watching it, dude. I'm talking like electric cattle prod dogs. It's awesome to watch.
I'm not that bad.
Dude, they love it, and they get a lot out of it. So you give a lot to them, so they earn it.
I was going to say, because like, I work beside them. I don't like sit there, you know.
Well, watching Hollywood do sprints up and down the parking lot this weekend.
She's awesome. Yeah. I love her to death. She is awesome.
But yeah, so you're saying, go ahead.
Well, anyway, so, you know, Jacob Brown, he comes in, and you know, for most people, they don't really know if they didn't come out to the remote.
Why didn't you? You missed a great show.
So Jacob's black, uh-huh. And he comes in, and I was telling him a little bit of, like, my life story, how when I was younger.
I'm sure he was thrilled to hear that, but keep talking,
please. Well, he was laughing because I was explaining to him when I was younger, we didn't have a whole lot of black people in the city of Kokomo when I was growing up.
There's not a lot of black people in Kokomo, Indiana?
No, there so wasn't weird. A lot. So anyways, so I go to the basic training. And
can't
that's,
believe they're not drawn there.
So that's pretty much where I kind of, you know, officially, like, met my first black person.
Me too.
And I'm in basic training, and it was right after you got the haircut, you know, where,
yeah.
Okay, you can have, you know, you have your hair, you know, after you get it cut, you can have the high and tight. And there are some people that use the gel and put, like, a flat top thing or
whatever.
Where'd
you go to basic?
Fort Leonard, Missouri.
Me too. What year?
I was there '98.
Okay, I was there in '94.
Okay.
So, yeah, a couple years before. But, yeah, yeah, we didn't get that, man. I had a shaved head all through basic training.
Okay. All right. Well, so the story goes, so I didn't have any, you know, like, mousse or any hair stuff. And this new friend that I had met, his last name was Oreo. He was black. And I went up to him.
His last name was Oreo?
His last name was Oreo.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Keep talking. I'm listening.
So I went up to him, and I'm like, hey, do me a favor, man. Can I borrow some mousse? You know, I didn't know that their hair is, like, different and stuff. So he looks at me, and he's like, well, I don't have mousse. He's like, I got wave. And I'm like, well, you know, let me use some of that. And he's like, no. You can't use it, man. It's different. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm, like, looking everywhere. I couldn't find any. I had a key to his locker. He had a key to my locker. And I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, hair stuff is hair stuff.
Oh, my God. I can already see the end of the story coming.
So I grabbed his wave stuff, and I started putting it on my hair and getting that, you know. And it was nice. It worked. It was nice and flat. But the problem was is I could not get that shit out of my hair for like 3 or 4 days. I finally went up to Oreo, and I'm like, dude, why can I not get this stuff out of my hair? He's like, did you put wave in your hair? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, dude, I told you, it's not the same thing for white people. Black people, our hair's different.
Yeah.
And I learned the hard way. And I'm like, oh, okay. But he was over there just laughing. You know, he wasn't mad at me. He was just laughing. He's like, man, you stupid.
Private Sells from Alabama was the first black kid I met in basic training.
Okay.
Same thing. Exact same thing. We didn't have, you know, growing up in Connecticut, I grew up in the burbs, man. We didn't have, I think we had like one black family in my hometown.
Okay.
But I mean, that was about it.
Well, so, you know, and I think I forgot to, and I'll make sure that our text line, our phone number and a text line is up, just so everybody knows. That phone number, of course, is 720-619-0627.
Does that last four spell something?
0MBR.
0MBR, okay.
Yeah.
I always remember the 619 thing because of you and the whole Rey Mysterio. Yeah, I didn't grow up as a wrestling fan, but yeah, it cracks me up that you the way you say it every time you say it.
Well, hey, you know, it's a way to remember it.
You make me remember it by all means.
You know?
Absolutely.
So what he's talking about with the 619, if you just join in the broadcast and you've never heard the show before, because I'm sure a lot of new guys have tuned in because they met us at the remote Saturday. But what he's talking about is when I recite the number, I always say 619 or, you know, 720-619-0627.
You almost forgot the phone number.
I thought it was like,
wait a minute, what is it again?
720.
You'd think we'd have it all in front of us on like whiteboards and stuff, but we're not that bright, folks. We're extremely attractive, but we don't make up for it with the brains.
720-619-0627.
So I never heard of Rey Mysterio. I didn't know anything about wrestling until like my kids got a wind of it. And when we lived in Texas, my kids were big wrestling fans. And
okay.
I'll never forget taking them to their first live wrestling event. And that's when my son, that's when his bubble got shattered. So we're at this, you know, live thing, and he's there. Him and his buddy were big Rey Mysterio fans, and they're cheering him on. Life is good. Whatever. We watch the show.
Right.
And everything goes dark. And then they film the second hour. And they come out, and they're like, last week you challenged me to a cage match, blah, blah, blah. My kid's like, last week? That was like 4 minutes ago, man. What are you talking about? Rob was like, my son Rob was like 10 or something, and just watching all the air go out of his sails. And he's like, oh, they're not real. And the poor kid, man. I felt bad for him. I felt really bad for him.
I will say this.
Welcome to life, son.
I will say this. You can look at old videos from, like, you know, WWF. You know, kind of era. I mean, it's WWE, but when it was WWF, like Hulk Hogan, and you can definitely see where it was fake, especially like when you're watching it in the arena. But they have really gotten good at like coming so close to hitting the opponent and stuff where, like, even when you go to the arena now, it looks like it's real. It's fake, but it looks like real. And the thing that I never understood is why they made such a big deal about, like, these Hall of Fame, like Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair and stuff, because it's like, it's all fake. So why are they Hall of Fame?
So I have a buddy who I did jiu-jitsu with in Maryland. His name is Chris Kushner, and he's a professional wrestler now. He got out of the Army.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, did his 4 years, got out of the Army, and became a professional wrestler.
We need to have him on.
Okay, we can do that.
Yes, that would be interesting. That would be great.
I'll send him a message on the break, as a matter of fact. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a real good guy.
I always had this dream of being a wrestler. Like, my wrestling name was going to be H-Train. Like, I had this thought with the poster board, you know, with, like, the train coming.
Yeah.
And my little
stop.
Whatever you want to call it. And then it have, like, the little train thing here. And it would be like, hoo-hoo, kind of thing. And, you know, when I was in Iraq, I remember changing the intro to Windows, my laptop, instead of it coming up the Windows intro, it would come up, choo-choo.
Wow, you know? Dude. You're a big fan of wrestling, huh?
And, you know, the guys around me, they were, like, laughing and joking. They're like, wow, dude, really?
That's pretty. So I have a buddy. You've talked to him, actually, Joe. A wrestling or a jiu-jitsu buddy, and he's got on the back of one of his gis the Pain Train.
Okay,
he's a big guy. That's a lot of dude. So yeah, so it's not an unheard of thing, is what I'll go with.
Wow, Pain Train. You know, I was thinking about making like a patch to go on the back of my motorcycle vest and putting, you know, like broadcast bikers.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to be
the president of the organization.
How many of them are there? I might have to do that. I might have to put the Pain Train. That is a great idea.
Well, you can't steal his name. You already got your own.
Yeah, but you know.
I feel you. I see where you're going with it. He's probably listening right this second. Hang on, let me look here.
Maybe.
Robert Voss, Mike Terrell. Oh, wow. That's my old jiu-jitsu coach from Gabe Cordova. Man, there's a lot of people from Maryland listening. Ha! So all these guys. You guys know Kushner? You know who I'm talking about? Oh, what we got here?
I think we got a spam. I just turned that up, and I think we got our first spam.
I got genital herpes cured a month ago. I have been reading so many comments from people. Wow, dude, what kind of messages do you get? I was hurt and depressed. I was curious. I agree with him. Took his medication. Went for a checkup. You're getting messages about genital herpes?
Is that our text line? That's on the show page.
That's awesome.
I think we're
getting spam about genital herpes on the show page. Ah, that's the best ever, dude.
I don't know whether to send him a shirt or ban him. I'm so
Aziz Muhammad Ali. I would send him a shirt. Sounds like he could probably use it, man, for his herpes. That's pretty awesome, dude.
I will. I think somebody.
Charmin in that. Hey.
I think somebody already took care of that for us.
Aww.
So we don't need to worry about that.
But, Charmin, did you do that? Because that was kind of awesome, man. Why don't we get more messages about STDs?
I know, right? I know, right?
But yeah, I'll reach out to Chris Kushner on the break. Okay. I'll send him a message or something like that. But yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know much about professional wrestling, but I know that's what he does. So
I wonder what his. I wonder if I saw his picture, maybe I would know. But the thing is like now there's so many brands. Like you got WWE, you've got the Elite Wrestling.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, man.
Okay.
I can barely keep American Division or, you know.
We had a remote last year, and I'm hoping to do it again this year. but we have a friend in the Rocky Mountain Wrestling.
Okay.
Where I went at, in the middle of the ring. And
did
and
you really? That must have been a dream come true for you.
Oh, my God, it was. I even, like, before I would announce, I was jumping on the turnbuckles going back and forth, you know?
And then
I jumped on the thing, and I'm like, oh! And then, you know, when Barrett could see, you know,
That poor dog must have been losing his mind.
As soon as I told Barrett, I'm like, go, Barrett. And then, like, he got on turnbuckle like that. And everybody went crazy, like, kind of thing.
Your service dog. That's awesome. Yes. How's he doing, man? How's Barrett holding up? Is he getting better, getting worse?
He's getting worse. He does not like being retired, man. You know, you're going everywhere, and then you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, you want to go outside? And then, you know, we go outside, and he's waiting in the waiting by the truck, and I'm like, we're not going anywhere. And then he looks at me like I just kicked him in the balls.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah,
I love that dog. Ryan, they are pretty fun. Ryan, what's pretty fun, man? What are you talking about, dude? Oh, yeah. STDs? Is that what you're talking about? Service dogs? Tell me out, Ryan. What are you talking about, man?
Well, check this out. Before we go on our first music break, we want to give a huge shout-out to our new sponsor.
Colorado Motor Service. Man, those guys are awesome. I love it. They reached out to us Saturday, and they're looking to sponsor the show. So, yeah. Colorado Motor Service, if you're looking to get your motorcycle worked on. You know, we've got a theme on this show all of a sudden. We're sponsored by a Colorado biker lawyer, sponsored by Colorado Motor Service now. Moto Service, excuse me. Let's send us pictures of your motorcycles, folks. Clearly, this is a motorcycle-loved show.
Heck yeah!
We want to see... Oh, the wrestling guys. Ryan says the wrestling guys are what's fun. We want to see pictures of your motorcycles. So send us a picture of your motorcycle on social media. Tag us in a picture, whatever the case you got. We like motorcycles, and we like to see other people's motorcycles. Oh, yeah.
So, once again, thank you, guys. And then when we come back off of our music break... we have a special interview from our DJ Moon, Killed It Saturday.
She'll
be talking with Melissa. I don't know her last name.
We'll just go with Melissa. I'm not putting her last name out there.
Okay, so she's going to be interviewing Melissa. We're going to be airing that. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to you about the challenge that me and Rob are in debate. And you listeners,
not much debate about it.
You listeners can decide for us. Should we do it or should we not?
I think you know the answer.
You guys can decide. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, it will be that great interview with DJ Moon and Melissa. So you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
My name is Steve Weintraub. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer for Veteran Tickets Foundation, VetTix, and you're listening to the Ace Train Show.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to say thank you so much, Melissa, for coming out. And you are the marketing manager here at Foothills Triumph and BMW. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on here and how are you guys dealing with the quarantine and measures and safety measures. That would be something I would love to, if you guys can kind of give us an idea of what you guys have been doing.
Yeah. So especially for me being in events and marketing and stuff, my whole job kind of got put on hold for a sec right at the beginning of riding season. So things kind of halted for a couple weeks. Our service department was able to stay open throughout the duration because they're considered essential. So parts and service kind of stayed open. But I was on quarantine for a bit and then I came back. And once everything picked back up again, it immediately picked back up again, and then we're in the middle of riding season, so we kind of had to just roll with it and plan as many events as possible in these last couple weeks that we still got to actually have events. As far as the dealership goes, like I said, we were kind of closed for a bit and then we reopened for curbside pickup, and we were open for appointments only so we could kind of control how many people were in the dealership at once and all that good stuff. Cleaning like crazy, obviously, and then this next step, things went back to normal a little bit for a while, and then this next mandated mask step in the last couple days, it's really been hitting hard, but
yeah.
We're finding a way to work through it and
you guys are, yeah, you guys are doing a fantastic job, 100%. As far as the whole mask mandate, you guys are nailing it, and you guys are handling it like champs, so we definitely appreciate that. Do you have a limit to the amount of people that you do let into the store at all?
So not as of now. We still need to keep everyone kind of socially distanced, obviously, and then the masks. But as of right now, we are allowing everyone into the building. For a while, it was just kind of at people's discretion if they wanted to come in and if they wanted to use masks and stuff like that. We just kind of followed our customers' leads on that one.
Oh, there we go. We got it.
So if we were talking to someone that wanted to use a mask, we were also using one. And then, like I said, in the last couple days, now it's mandated anyway. So we have our stations set up at the front and the back door with disposable masks that people can use and hand sanitizer and all that good stuff.
The whole 9 yards. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Now, the fact that riding season is here, it feels like the summer has kind of gone to the wayside because of this whole quarantine. And I don't know about you, but I am looking so forward to getting back out and just enjoying everything. And I'm still a little bit worried about what's happening. Is everything going to be back on lockdown? Has this affected you as far as your inventory and basically you guys have a backlog at all, or just BMW just shut down?
Yeah, so, I mean, the good thing about motorcycles and riding motorcycles during quarantine was it was an outlet for a lot of people. It's an activity that you can still do safely, even with everything going on. So I know a lot of people kind of turned to that on first.
Oh, there we go. I think we got her. It's the wind. It's the wind. It's not you. It's the wind.
Yeah, I know everyone just kind of honestly turned to motorcycle riding, and it was kind of an escape when the world has been so crazy. So because of that, we've stayed pretty busy around here. People are still coming in and buying and stuff like that. I was talking earlier, our inventory struggled a little bit just because all the craziness going on, but thankfully sales haven't dropped at all, and people are still, you know, looking to buy and looking to get out and ride. So,
which is good. Awesome. 100%, and it's just one of those things that it is freedom.
Yeah.
You know, you can be in a car all day you want.
It's for a lot of people, so I know that when quarantine was hitting hard and everyone was really, really stressed out, it was an escape for a lot of people to just get out, be in the great open space and kind of ride and get away for a second.
100%. I'm so happy to hear that your sales have not really suffered, that you're just still booming. If it's curbside pickup, if it's whatever that you guys have going on. Do you own a bike yourself at all?
I don't.
Oh.
I've been told that this job will change that.
Yep.
So I rode my first bike by myself a couple weeks ago.
Right on. What kind of bike was it?
It was a little baby Z 125 Kawasaki.
So, they're good.
I rode it around the parking lot.
Nice. Oh, I think, was that one of the bikes that you had showcased up here yesterday?
I don't think so. No, I actually wrote it down at my other dealership. Somebody just owned it and brought it in for me to try.
Oh, right on. You know what, though? Once you're in the bike mentality, it will 100% change you. It really will.
How much I liked it. Like, I understand, you know, it's a huge thing for people, and I get that there's that allure to it, but I didn't personally expect myself to have that much fun, and I was riding it, and I was like, I can tell how people would catch this bug.
Oh, 100%.
Motorcycle bug, yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me now.
100%, and then to me, it kind of allows you to be able to kind of do your job a little bit more. It's like, yeah, I have a bike. This is what I have. This is what you need kind of thing. Having the experience is so, it's fantastic.
And to connect with people at my events, kind of on that level too.
Yeah.
You know, I look forward to learning from all the pros around me, so.
100%. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming out and talking to us, especially about how you guys are kind of handling everything. Now, I don't know, did we have an announcement for the winner?
Yeah, so we just count up the votes. Our winner is actually Mark, and he brought the Nimbus, the Model 3. The crowd dwindled a little bit.
So warm.
A little bit miserable out here sitting. But, so we'll reach out to him, but... If he hears this first,
wicked.
He's the winner.
Yay! Congratulations, Mark of the Nimbus. What did he win? That much I don't know if he did.
$100 gift card.
Oh, very cool.
By the Colorado Biker Lawyers over there. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. I can't even say, like, why did he not stick around?
Now
you should have stuck around.
Really hot. It got really hot. Even under the tents in the shade, it's still really, really hot.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. But you know what? Props to him. If he's even not here, or he is, you know, if he hasn't came back to claim his prize, you still award him with that. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. A lot of people wouldn't.
The pride of the job.
Right. 100%. Absolutely agree. And again, I can't express how grateful that we are that you have us here with you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah.
Definitely kept the mood alive, even though
we're
hot.
Oh, yeah. It was hot. But you know what? We're not done yet, because we got a couple of other things going on. Now, we have Bobby over there. Is that Bobby over there? And who is Bobby?
Bobby.
He's like, nope, he gone. And he gone.
Yeah, Bobby's one of our sales guys over here.
Right on.
He actually came from our Harley store that is also owned by Big Iron Sports.
Ooh.
So he was brought over here. We love having him around. He's a great addition to the team.
100%. Does he want to talk about any kind of sales or special we have going on? Because he is stepping so. He's like, nope, back away, not today.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll have a couple specials coming up soon, just towards the end of riding season. As of now, we are so slammed with everyone bringing in their bikes after quarantine and needing, you know, those worked on and stuff like that. So, once we can get through all of those and kind of reevaluate inventory and kind of what we got going on, we'll definitely have some great specials for in August, kind of, yeah.
Awesome. That is fantastic. And, yeah, as far as specials go, I mean, like I said, you guys are just really doing such a good job of keeping distancing. Everyone is still coming out, having a great time. We had so much, you know. I appreciate every single thing that you are doing here. Anything that you wanted to add before we conclude this wonderful interview?
Nothing big. I just wanted to thank everyone that came out here, all of our awesome vendors, and everyone that participated in the bike show. From a Foothill standpoint, we love seeing everyone out. We have a lot of repeat customers that keep coming back in, and we love talking to them and just seeing what's new in their lives and just socializing with all the people from the motorcycle community that we love.
Oh, I think that is amazing. Again, thank you so much. I actually live down the road.
Awesome.
I just live up on Wadsworth, just past the Belmar, and so perfect. No, it was fantastic. So I think I found my new supply store, because I do have a V-Star, actually, a 90. Beautiful. I think it's beautiful. But I don't know. I'm kind of eyeing the bobber that you have, the limited edition that you have in there. Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, people are loving the bobber lately.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Might have to trade it in. I don't know, because I'm loving the vibe here.
Trade-in's like crazy right now, too, just to kind of keep our inventory filtering. So.
Wicked. You know where to find us here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Melissa, I want to say thank you so much, and thank you to Walkaway Bobby over there. He's gone. He's like, no, he's backing right up. But again, like I said, we appreciate you guys having us host here. And we can't thank you guys enough. And to Mr. Mark with the Nimbus, we don't know where he is. You know you won, right?
Yeah, he can just feel it. He knows he's a winner.
Good. He knows. We got the vibe. It's just like the whole BMW Triumph vibe.
Exactly.
Wicked. Again, thank you guys so much for kind of sharing your story with us. And you know what? These guys, they are open. And your hours on Saturday are from when?
Yep. So we are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 6 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sorry, and then Saturdays we're open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Wicked, wicked. So you heard it here. Come on out and see these guys because absolutely fantastic service. And so you are here pretty well every week.
Myself?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I work at this dealership and then one also in Littleton. So I kind of split my time between the two. I'm here half the week and they're half.
Right on. Well, we definitely more. We are very grateful for your hospitality. And walk away, Bobby's coming in here a little bit, or he's just like, nope, nope, not having it, nope.
And I also
he's pacing.
Our awesome people that stayed.
Yes.
Over there, thank you.
Yay! So
yep, and Law Tigers over here.
100%.
With us, and the Taste of Texas Barbecue.
Yep.
Who are giving us some awesome food. All day, and then also, of course, Colorado Biker Lures, and you guys as well. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. We appreciate you guys so much. And, yes, same goes a shout-out to every single person here that is allowing us to be here, sponsored or not. We appreciate every single one of you. Absolutely. So, again, thank you so much for coming around. And, Mark, the Nimbus, you're the winner. I don't know where you are, but you win. Yay! And it was a $100 gift card?
Yep.
Beauty.
Yep.
Beauty. Well, again, thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Okay, and we are back. And, you know, I just got to say, you've been here since she started.
Moon?
Yeah, she has really grown as not only an intern, but as a DJ.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I remember when her first night here.
Yeah.
She actually came in this room her first night here. What's funny, too, is probably... So, I love that she's a Canadian and I can make fun of that. And B, I love that she uses the word wicked all the time.
Right.
That makes me so happy. It's an underutilized word. Why don't we use it more often?
I know.
That bike is wicked. That water is wicked.
And I learned that her favorite animal yesterday... she likes bats.
She's a strange young lady.
Yeah, she
I like that about her. But she's a strange young lady.
She's making a bat house.
She's making a bat house.
A bat house. Yeah.
Like, so she can park the Batmobile, or what?
No,
what are we talking about here?
You know how you have bird feeders?
Yeah.
She's making like a bat feeder. A
you
house.
Can do that. How do you do that?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, like bird feeders use bird seed. I've never seen bat seed. Don't they eat bugs?
You're asking the wrong
guy. You brought it up, man. What are
you I'm just saying that she...
You started this.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Along for the ride.
That's very true. But her favorite animal or whatever is bat, and she had it on her personal page, her Facebook page, that she's like, oh, it's a glorious night. The bats are out.
What?
And... You know, I'm reading that, and I'm thinking, wow.
Moon, you're making this worse. If I didn't have enough Canadian jokes already, good Lord, I'm going to have a whole lot more
I'm
now.
I'm starting to think she's like a generation from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, yeah, I can get behind that. I'm down with that. I mean, hey, Ozzy doesn't have a bad album, so yeah, man.
That true, very I mean, true. I'm really proud that she's really grown.
She has. She's done some amazing
intern,
stuff.
As a DJ.
Agreed.
And... all the music that you see, that you hear on the show.
Got to do a lot of edibles in order to hear see music.
Right. Right. But all the music that you hear on the show, she picks that because I was flagged because I kept playing Lady Gaga.
So. Well, yeah, I can understand why. She does play some pretty awesome music. So until I met DJ EJ 2 weeks ago.
Right.
He plays the most obscure 80s stuff you've ever heard. Like,
that's
I don't even
true.
Know where he comes up and finds these tunes. But, you're getting some messages here.
Yeah.
I don't know where he finds this stuff. So, but he comes up with the weirdest 80s music I've ever heard. And
that's
Max,
true.
Max Waite, I love his show, his classic rock station.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great show.
Well, he has a new title.
He does?
Yes.
What is his
So, he plays the independent band. So,
oh, really?
I get... at least 50 emails every day of people that their they're submitting their music for MBR.
Well, that's cool.
And I don't have a chance to really read or, you know, put it on the server.
Did you see the one from our friends from Fly Above Fire?
Yes.
I can't wait. I know. Love
we're,
those guys.
We're going to be TV stars.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, and I love their music. They're, that's some good stuff, too. Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah. Veterans, if you are you into music? If you have a band going on, we want to hear it.
Yes.
Veterans, we want to hear your tunes, man. Send it our way.
Yeah, send it to manager@mbradio.us, and we will send it to our...
I'm getting messages from DJ EJ now. Dude, I love your... I don't know where you come up with some of those 80s tunes, man, but that's good stuff.
But send it to manager@mbradio.us, and we will forward it to our new talent scout. That's his new title, Max...
We have a talent scout now?
Yes.
I feel like he's going to abuse that position title, and I like that.
Maybe. 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 But, hey, if you're a band and you're not signed and you want to be spotlighted on MBR, you want to be spotlighted
on... We'll play your stuff.
Max's show. And Max is a great show. He gets at least 25 listeners every morning. He gets a lot of
listeners.
He's on
at like 6 in the morning, dude. I get that notification that he's on the air, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm awake. All right, fine. I'll listen. Good Lord.
But
theoretically, I should be up and at the gym anyway, but hey, that's just me.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, what is your morning routine? Because I don't, like, when I text you in the morning, I know when it's too late to text you, so I try not to text
you. Yeah, 9 p.m., man, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah. I'm on the floor. But, yeah, my day starts at, like, 5, 5:15.
Okay.
Yours?
My day starts around 5:30. My day ends probably around 12 or 1.
Good Lord, dude. How do you survive on that amount of sleep?
Cass wonders that same thing. Because I go to bed.
Are you a caffeine junkie?
Huh?
I don't think I ever see you drink coffee.
No, I'm not a caffeine junkie. I just have a hard time with sleep. You know, like Cass, like my wife always says, like, I don't stop. She's like, she's just waiting for the day that I just, like, I'm completely burnt out.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't...
I feel like other people around you are telling you that same thing.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't stop.
Mm.
But, you know, I think the reason why I don't stop is because, you know, the people around me, like you and the interns and stuff, you know, you guys kind of push me to want to make the station better.
I mean, it can't get worse.
Well, no, that's true. That's very true.
What's up, Stephen Allen? How are you, man? We need to talk. You and I need to talk about Mission 22 type stuff.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And, you know, let's see some of these messages. Vinny, he's a good friend. I just met him.
Vinny Ponzio? Yeah. Sounds like a nice Irish kid.
No. He's a Marine. He's a Marine, and I just talked to him recently, and he hooked up the interview. We're supposed to talk here in a couple of weeks. We're going to be talking with John Teague.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was moving the mic away from my face to take a drink.
That's all right.
Well, cool. Yeah. So for those that don't know, I interviewed Tig 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Last weekend? 2 weeks ago?
On the 11th.
So 2 weeks ago. 11th? But I don't know what date it is. But it was a live interview.
Yes.
And he dropped so many F-bombs that we couldn't replay the video with the interviews. So, yeah, now we're going to have to re-interview him. And,
right.
Yeah, get all the details because he's got some great stuff going on. But... Yeah. So he
you know, me personally, when we do the interviews and stuff, I like talking to veterans that are very successful so that they can kind of spotlight, so that they can kind of share how they transition from military to civilian life.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of soldiers coming back that they just can't get over that hump. They're having a hard time. I'm not going to mention names, but I received a message Sunday night, and, you know, I receive a lot of messages, but this one in particular, like, he was communicating to me back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, you know, he was talking about how, you know, when he closed his eyes, he couldn't stop thinking about his buddy.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, that's completely normal. Everybody, all soldiers, all veterans coming back that are transitioning, they're dealing with that in their same individual way. The key is you have to have a hobby or something, and you have to put forth a lot of focus, and that kind of keep your mind away, because I believe the PTSD part of it is kind of like losing your mom or dad. It doesn't get better. You just kind of learn how to work through it.
Agreed. I've come to dislike the term PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't feel like it's a disorder anymore.
Okay.
I feel like now it is, it's just us growing. It's a chapter in our life. It's an experience we had. It's an effect we have now. I don't like the thought of the angry veteran. I think we're giving ourselves a bad name. And you and I, we've got to interview some great folks that have been extremely successful and talk about their post-traumatic stress and their deployments and things like that. Representative Patrick Neville, Lieutenant Gagne a couple weeks ago, all gone on to do some amazing things post-military career and use those experiences that they've had as, honestly, as a weapon.
Right.
I mean, look at you and I, right here. You take the experiences that we have, we are using that as a weapon to cut through bureaucracy and red tape and find other opportunities for the veteran community. And I love what we do. That's the whole, the other veteran is the whole reason I'm sitting in this chair behind this microphone right now, is to give them find other opportunities for them. And I think we've been successful as that. I mean, the guy you and I were just talking about, my buddy Chris Kushner, you know, a professional wrestler.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy. You get out of the Army and now you get into professional wrestling. That's amazing.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and there's a lot of things out there for the veteran community. And same thing, dude, my phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning all the time. Does drive my wife just a little bit crazy. but she's like, yeah, I'm fanatical. I answer the phone all the time. And yeah, and helping guys out. And there's a lot of resources out there available that charitable organizations, great organizations, good people, all that, yeah, can help out some of these veterans.
Right. And we're
Nick,
trying,
Nick
we're,
Bernie,
we're,
way
we're
too deep,
to
bro. The
Texas
government is going
to
black
stuff.
Bag your ass. Well, yeah, that's probably true. But that's okay. I've been black. No, I have not been black bagged.
But I love going on here and, you know, reading some of the messages that, you know, people send. You know, some of them are unfortunately about herpes. Some
whoever sent it. Hey, keep the STD messages coming, folks. That keeps it. First of all, it keeps Charmin busy because now she's having to delete all those messages. But hey, it keeps us entertained. And Eric with an A is listening as well.
Hey, there we go. Eric's. I can't pronounce it. It's not pronounced Eric. I forget how he pronounced it. It's like Arik or something like that.
Arik.
But he's a Marine. He came out to help at the remote first time.
He and I talked a little bit.
He was awesome.
We talked a little bit. Yep.
And I told him anytime come here, we'll teach him how to be a DJ.
He's like a super nerd, isn't he? He's like a satellite designer. Or he's like
I don't know. I didn't really get a whole lot of time to.
He's like
to
a super nerd. I like those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys that like design those things that kill you from space and stuff. I like that.
What do we got?
Not the one, anything we're going to read on air. Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate your support, brother.
When you guys send us a message, we will try our best to read it on air. But, you know, if it's not really PG-13, we probably can't.
But we do like your dad jokes.
Yes.
Keep sending the dad jokes.
We love the dad jokes.
Yes, those are some of my favorites.
And I want to...
What happened to the cool face mask? What cool face mask?
Oh.
What, the plastic ones? Good Lord, man. Those things, you catch fire on those things. They're so hot. And it's already hot enough in here with... You guys can't see all the gear that's going on in this room right now,
right.
But it's full of, like, racks of... I don't even know what that stuff does. I just sit here and talk a lot. But yeah. Oh, and great. Now two of our listeners are having an argument with each other.
Yeah.
Reed and Bernie. Imagine that. Yeah. No fighting, kids.
There we go. Well, while they're fighting, we're going to enjoy the message, and we thank you for that. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back off that music break, it's me and Rob's favorite subject. We're going to be talking.
STDs?
No, we're going to be talking about what the moment. So whatever you do, stay with us, don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Hey, I'm Greeno with Roar Underwater. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show, and that's weird.
Have you been keeping up with the comments online?
I've been trying.
So have you seen the requests?
I didn't. What's the newest request?
So.
Okay.
From people that I consider friends, yeah. Although I'm going to have to question that motive now. Mike Everett, who is probably sitting in a cop car somewhere right now. Nick Burney, who I know is just sitting at home listening to us. Eric Reed, same thing. And Jacqueline Hemhauser. Yeah. They want to see the truffle shuffle.
From you?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog. Yeah,
that's funny. That truly is funny.
Well, we're up to there's quite a few people watching online.
So is this something that you are thinking of doing? Because
I'm like a truffle shuffle expert,
because I tell you what, I can I'm sure I can find it. I can look up some truffle shuffle music.
There's music? Well, yeah, I guess. No, there wasn't music in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie The Goonies, your life has been a waste, and you should absolutely watch that movie.
Yes.
Because that's one of the greatest. Truffle Shuffle, the original. Oh, God, dude. The dance.
Yes.
Are you able to play that?
I'm looking for the... it's not the dance. It's the Truffle Shuffle music. I'm looking for it now.
I don't remember there being music.
No, it's somebody that made something for it.
Oh, God. Great movie, though. I do love me the Goonies.
I'm
trying. Great. Thanks, Mike. Glad to hear you're listening. Yeah.
You know, actually...
Appreciate your help, bud.
I know what I'll do.
Delete the whole thing and end the show. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great night. We'll see you next Monday.
No. I'm looking for the...
I can't imagine
this one right
what
here.
Your Google search history looks like.
Okay, are you ready for this? Rob's going to do the truffle shuffle. Here we go.
What is that?
This is the music...
Oh! You're not a good friend.
Go, Rob!
I think that's enough. I think that'll do it.
Oh, that was rich.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Rich. Really appreciate your help. I feel like that's going to come up later in conversation, and I'm going to regret that the last 15 seconds of my life.
Well, talking about regret, when I was at the remote, I wore a elf costume.
Dude, you look like you were on fire in that thing, man.
And Holly sent that to Messenger. And my wife looked at that, and she's like, what is this? So she takes my phone, and I'm like, it's just a picture. So then I see her suddenly trying to text that picture to her phone, and I'm like, no, you're not posting that on Facebook. You're not posting that on Facebook.
Social media is a dangerous thing. Bad things can come from it. Or... good things can come from it. For example, I'm sure my wife is getting text messages right now. You know that your husband's not wearing a shirt on live on air.
Oh, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is me and Rob's favorite. It is the What the Moment.
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the? Okay, so, all right. I hope everybody is enjoying the show. I'm sure that
I don't know how they could be.
We got text here. Why does the VA not understand when real combat vets have PTSD? It's not BS, but the government is more than willing to give privates 100% for what they could experience in combat. So we got some messages, and you know, I'll kind of respond to that message. Okay, we can sit here and gripe all day about, you know, how bad the VA is and all that stuff, but there's podcasts out there that do that already for us. But what we're here to do is we're here to build the veteran up and show them different resources, you know, and, you know, like that veteran that I was telling you about, like I was telling everybody about that I got that call Sunday night. You know, I called Project Sanctuary. He filled out the application to do that. I gave him the number to the Cohen.
Foundation. What an amazing resource. Yes.
Right. So, that's what we're here to do, people. Yeah, we're here to entertain, you know, and act silly and do the truffle shuffle sometimes, okay?
Never again.
But that's what we're here to do, is we're here to help transition our troops from the military to civilian life and help you not sit here and gripe and say why the VA isn't doing this or why the VA isn't doing that. We're here to help you.
Right now there's a statistic going around, 22 veterans a day taking their life. It's an outdated number, because it's more than that. There are more than that number of veterans taking their lives every day. Our goal here is to get to zero. Zero veterans a day taking their own life. So that's the whole reason you're listening to this show right this second. And there's a ton of different resources. Motorcycle Relief Project, Mission 22, the Cohen Foundation, Project Sanctuary. There's a ton of available resources for you. I get it. I know what's going through your head if you're having a hard time. Reach out. Send a text message. Talk to a friend. And it goes the exact opposite direction for you. If you're a friend with a veteran, or anybody for that matter,
right?
And especially right now in this time of COVID, where people aren't making eyeball to eyeball contact, call them. Don't just send a text message. Hey, you good, bro? I get it. That helps us. It helps. I get it. It helps. It helps to know somebody's. But call them. Meet up with them. Go smoke a cigar with them. That's my number one thing. You can buy the cigars if you'd like. do it. go smoke a cigar with them. Go have a beer with them. Go meet in a park. Go do something. Go make eyeball-to-eyeball contact with your friends. We are humans. We are pack animals. We need to be connected to people. Yep. So, yeah. If you don't know, so next weekend, July 25th, is Disgruntled Vet Fest in Colorado Springs. I believe it's at Sunshine Studios, and that runs from, what is it, like 4 in the afternoon to like 11 at night or something like that. It's live bands. It's all that stuff. That is a great event. There are tickets available on VetTix for free.
Right.
Not going to cost you anything. The ride to Colorado Springs, that's about it. Unless you're listening to this show from Colorado Springs, which case, I'm pretty darn impressed there. But yeah, it's a great thing. So yeah, what the moment.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, today, and we even have a watch party.
Good Lord, dude, where do you find this stuff?
It's not me. It is totally not me.
You started this.
It's totally not.
This is your fault.
Everybody wants to see that. Okay, so I'll let you.
Oh, and our new sponsor, Colorado Motor Service, is listening to us right now.
Nice.
Check us out.
What's up?
Thanks for the sponsorship.
Right? So I'm trying to bring this up because I don't know why, but it kind of cut it halfway.
It's probably
but
for the
I will,
best.
I'll let you read this,
Lucky
Rob,
me.
Because...
So if you're keeping up, for the past 5 weeks, we've been doing the Circus Freak section of the show for the What the Moment. And we've had everything. Apparently this young lady doesn't have any rank, but we've had, what is it, General Tom Thumb?
Yeah.
We've had some princess, right? What was her name? Princess Buttercup? No. What was it?
Oh, gosh. The princess. I don't know.
All the circus freaks you could possibly think of.
Right.
And I can't it's not him doing the searching for it, but the stuff that we're coming up with these days, it's, oh, good Lord. All right, so let's talk about this.
It is interesting. It's very interesting. And, you know, a little game that we always play during this What the Segment.
Yeah.
And you'll win your gear is after we read who this is and why she looks like this, we're going to play What's the Pickup Line in the Bar. And if you can make us laugh, we're going to get you some swag, okay?
It's got to be reasonable. We can't read your stuff on the air if you're making it challenging for us. So, yeah, we want to read them on air. What's your pickup lines? All right. So what would your pickup line be for Ella Harper, also known as the Camel Girl, born in January of 1870 in Henderson, Tennessee. In 1886, she was featured as the star of W.H. Harris's Nickel Plate Circus. Ella was born with congenital genu rectivertum. Rectarabum. That's a hard word. Yeah. Okay. Causing her knees to bend backwards and preferred to walk on all fours in the days before social media, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
She was in the circus for 4 years, earning $200 a week. Later in life, she returned to Summer County, Tennessee, where she lived with her mother. In 1905, she married Robert Savely. Somebody had a pickup line.
Right.
Way to go, Bob. And the following year, she gave birth to a daughter who passed away that same year. Oh, that sucks. In 1918, Ella and her husband adopted a little girl who also passed away. Good Lord, that's horrible. A few years later, in 1921, Ella died from colon cancer and is buried in Spring Hill Cemetery in a family plot. Ella Harper, the Camel Girl, whose knees bend backwards and she preferred to walk on all fours. Let's hear it, folks. What are your pickup lines for Ella Harper? You got anything? We really should think of these beforehand. We have a whole week to prep for the show.
I have lots of things, but I can't think of anything PG-13.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, when I read that it was a Camel Girl, my mind already wandered. You know,
you were thinking humps.
Yeah, you know,
her lovely lady bumps.
Right. I don't know.
I got nothing, man. I think I'd be too intimidated to approach her in a bar.
I don't know. I guess, you know, you can look at her feet and say, can I see your camel toe? I have no idea.
You're a horrible person. I like that about you.
Tell us, everybody. Let's see. You can message us on Facebook. We got a lot of watchers right now.
I can't unsee that.
Right. you can text us or call us at 720-619-0627. And let's see. Come on. I tell you. Give us a pickup line. Make us laugh. Come on.
That is horrible.
Come on, military guys. Let's go.
Yeah.
Of all the crude people, military guys, I'm sure you guys.
Well, 98% of their pickup lines are inappropriate is the problem.
Yeah, that's
true. And we can't read them on air.
That's true. We can't read them on air, but people can see them.
On Facebook,
they
yes.
can see them on Facebook.
If you're following the Facebook watch party, you can. You're thanks, Scott.
What did he say?
He just said you're a horrible person. I have no argument for that.
Oh, man.
It's completely accurate.
Let's see. I guess one of the pickup lines could be, you know, I hate to see you leave, but I like to watch you walk away or something like that.
Dude, that is a horrible, horrible image. I can't. That's like something out of a horror movie watching that thing.
I know, right?
The only way it could be worse is if she, like, she walked on the walls and stuff like that. Like something out of Poltergeist or something.
That's just, that's crazy.
It's rough, dude. It's rough.
That's crazy. Well, you know, it's funny because Amanda is like, how much longer are we going to do this?
Yeah, Amanda's some of this is sick freaky, of looking up circus freaks at this point.
I'm like, you know, people keep watching. People keep saying they like this stuff.
Are circuses still a thing? Can you still go to the circus?
No. Ringling Barn Bangling Circus, I believe they stopped 2 years ago.
Really?
Because
so there's no such thing anymore as a circus freak.
No.
We are the circus freaks now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh.
Well, Barnum Bailey Circus, they stopped that because they had too many people griping. Oh, here we go. Here's one. Camel cigarettes. Woo, she's smoking. Okay. I like that. If nobody can beat that, I think that might be our winner.
Charmin? Yeah?
Yeah.
Camel cigarette? All right, I get it. When I was a young kid, I went to the circus. I went to see Barnum and Bailey in, I think it was New York City or something like that.
Okay.
But did you ever go?
I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're growing up in Indiana, I suppose that's like the highlight of the year, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot to do there, let me tell you.
Yeah. So I'm disappointed that circus isn't a thing anymore. Oh well.
Yeah, they had too many issues with people griping about like the mistreatment of the animals. But you know, the thing about it, and I don't think people realize, is you gripe enough and they'll stop the stuff, and then sooner or later in the next generation, like, they won't know what a tiger looks like, you know? Because
we should start a circus.
Sooner or later, they're going to stop zoos.
Oh, really?
Sooner or later.
Dude, we should totally start a circus. We could do this.
Yeah, we could.
We'd be good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd look good in one of them top hats. Well, yeah, I would. I would look good in one of them top hats.
I look good in costume, apparently, because my wife wanted to text herself the picture of me and the elf, and no, I'm not going
to
share that.
Did you, when you got home that night, she asked you to put it back on?
Huh? No. No. You could definitely tell that costume was probably like a wear one time, and that's it.
Oh, yeah?
Because, the soft little white balls or whatever that's in it.
Dude, you should probably keep talking.
Yeah. It was all over the place. It was a mess.
Oh, you mean the costume was coming apart.
Yeah. Well, the first time I wore it, I rode my bike. I rode my Harley to Harley Davidson dealership. They were having like a Christmas party thing. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to be festive. I'm going to wear this, you know. And I saw it in my garage and, you know, it was still in the bag. I hadn't wore it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wear this at a remote, and I need to recruit an intern that will wear like a Captain America or something, because these are the events, like when we do the remotes this year, these are the events that I'm thinking. We're going to do the mouse trap, and what the mouse trap is, it's like 12 or 13 mouse traps, little tiny mouse, the old fashioned.
I know what a mouse trap is. Keep
mouse
talking.
Trap and Legos, and me and you, we have to go across all these obstacles.
Why do all of your ideas involve me in pain?
Because people like seeing us in pain.
Jackass has already been filmed. It's been done, man.
But we got that. I have a event of us bobbing for apples. Okay, that I know that's beneath you, but we got
just smashed a dozen eggs on my head 3 days ago.
But we got that. We have the bobbing apples. I also have the event where it's like catchphrases, probably dad jokes, and if you laugh, the intern will buzz, and we'll get hit with the dog collar thing.
Look, folks, we need a few ideas that involve me not in pain for some of these remotes. Send us your ideas. Send us your little challenges. Well, I don't know if you saw, or you're going to in just a few minutes here. The dude smashed a dozen eggs on top of my head on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it was. So, yeah, we need a few ideas for these remotes and for challenges, things we can do. Send them my way specifically. Don't send them to him. Send them to me.
Send them to me.
Whatever involves Rob not getting hurt.
Just tell Rob to man up. If I can do it, you can do it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. Man up. We can do this. So we have that. We also have the ping pong contest where it's a tissue box. You put ping pong balls in it, and you have to shake the ping pong balls out of the tissue while you're shaking.
Can't we just, like, play quarters or something, man?
People like this.
Beer
pong? It makes them laugh. Well, we could do that, too.
Whatever, man. Something like that. I don't know.
Well, hey.
Who can take the longest to smoke a cigar? I mean, come on.
That reminds me. I forgot to bring you some cigars. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come off of that music break, we are going to show you the recap of the egg roulette play-by-play with me and Rob. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show.
Hey, this is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal, and you are listening to the H Train Show. So crank it up.
And you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. And
I love that we get brought back from the break from the lead singer from Jackal.
Right?
I used to love that band.
Yeah?
The dude played a chainsaw. There's nothing bad to say about it.
He's got his own whiskey. You've brought this up.
We have talked about it before. And no, I haven't had the whiskey yet. I have not. But I need to dig some out. Did you want to read that winning caption?
Oh yes, or
that winning pickup
line. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we have our winner. The winner comes from Denver, Colorado. The winner says the best pickup line would be, "I hope that camel doesn't spit."
Yep. And I don't think he
can go any PG-13 than that.
I will hand deliver that hat or t-shirt, whatever he won.
You know, this is probably like the second or third time that he's won. So
No, I don't think he is.
Oh, really?
No, I know Eric Reed's won one.
Yeah.
Eric Reed has actually won twice, I think.
Okay.
I've got a couple of t-shirts for him. I know Gary Brown won once, and a couple other people. Dale Lavacek, I think, has won. And, yeah, so I don't think he's won more than once. I think this is his first time.
Oh, okay.
I'm not positive of that, but I think.
All right. Well, Nick, if you're listening still, let Rob know what you would like. We're going to give him his choice. He can either have one of our famous red shirts, a hat, or, you know, I think the only thing that we didn't give away at the remote is a set of women's chaps. I doubt that he wants that, but it's always an option.
I've known him a long time.
Yeah.
I think maybe he would.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. But it'd be worth the picture afterwards, you know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the Ugly Truth, and with the Ugly Truth, we're basically going to show, play-by-play, the egg roulette that we did at the remote. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Ugly Truth.
So ugly, ugly, ugly.
I don't think we should talk about the Ugly Truth.
So, you know, one thing that we didn't do is during the interview, we didn't have a time to shine kind of moment because we kind of took in the gym.
We did.
But we want to let everybody know that one of our sponsors who is sponsoring the time to shine is Diana Sawaya, LLC Law Firm. and I don't have the business card to read.
Colorado biker lawyer, long story short.
Yeah. She passionate. I forget the three descriptive words, but.
Strength, compassion, something else.
Yeah. But if you are, if you have like motorcycle insurance or car insurance and you think maybe you're being done wrong or you just want to make sure that you're getting your buck worth, you call her up and you can always call
her 303-758-4777.
You can always call her and she will sit down with you and itemize your insurance.
Yep, make sure you got what you need.
Yeah, and she does like power of attorneys and wills and stuff like that, right? Yeah, so brand new sponsor for the show, and so far she was fantastic. She even took care of us this Saturday by getting us water and ice and Gatorade, so we really appreciate that. We really do.
Always looking for new sponsors.
Yes, most definitely. And I will say this, Colorado Glass is a new sponsor. They are doing the tribute to the troop, their our battle cross that we have at the remote every day. So that's one of the reasons why we're playing their commercials, because dude, they've probably put a good like grand in that. It's beautiful.
Cool.
When they're done with it, it's enclosed case. I think you call it petrified glass. Like you hit it with a hammer, it won't crack or anything.
Wow, looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Also talking about sponsors, everybody, we're looking for a cigar company because Rob, he dedicates his time and effort to the show. And sometimes he would just like to sit and chill and smoke a cigar. So if you would like to sponsor...
Why don't we have a cigarette company for you? Marlboro, if you're listening. what is that parent company? It's like J. Phillips or something like that, or... JC Phil, I don't know, man. I don't smoke cigarettes. I have no idea.
I have no idea. I smoke, and I have no idea. But ladies and gentlemen, the ugly truth, it is the contest, and maybe we'll talk. I don't know, but this is what everybody's been waiting for. If you missed the remote, here's the contest.
Oh my God. They say the camera adds 10 pounds. Good Lord. How many cameras do I have?
Right?
I'm so glad you can't hear anything, because that was terrible. That was a great thing at BMW, Foothills BMW and Triumph. That was a great time.
Well, we can we could totally change it, because I forgot about the...
Oh, dude, you didn't have to do that part. I do not look svelte.
Well, I just want to make sure that they can hear us online.
Okay, so here we go. This is what we're
I can't believe you're wearing cargo shorts.
My wife is generous.
All the years I've known you, I've never known you to wear cargo shorts.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I couldn't ride my bike that day, so.
Me and you are going to go one at a time. We're going to flip for a coin.
You're going first.
Are we all right? So... First one that gets three rods, the other person wins.
Okay, what do I win?
Huh?
An increase in pay?
Increase.
Look at him. You're like so confident.
Sure. All right. Sure, whatever you say. Okay. So, here we go. And
keep in mind that I hit harder than you.
Okay. All right.
He's trying to scare me with intimidation.
We know who that is.
All right, here we go. All right, here's the first one.
You break an egg over my head, I swear to God, dude.
Oh. And I love hard-boiled eggs. It's one of my favorite foods.
You want to have a shot at that?
And as you can see, I really try to rub it in.
Yes,
too.
I did catch that. I absolutely did catch that.
I was trying to give the crowd their money's worth.
Man, check out them Chuck Taylors. That look good. And there's Moon Moon in the background narrating the whole train wreck.
See, we got an audience there, right there. She's like, I got to see.
Yeah. Well, what you can't see behind us is, yeah, all the employees from the dealership came out.
Okay. Now the question is,
yeah, everybody came out for this.
I really wanted to see that dude do a wheelie. You didn't even notice he was there, did you? You were focused.
I was too focused.
Me.
No towels. No towels till we're done. No towels till we're done.
Okay. All right.
Damn, man, I am super sexy. Look at me.
That's your turn.
I'll see you Monday night. 220 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal right there.
Here you go, Polly.
That one gave a little splatter right there.
Yeah, it was. Okay. I didn't even know I had egg on my shirt. I had like a long string on the back.
Gross. And they smell bad.
Oh, God.
It's running into my eyes.
You said no towels?
No towels. That's what we're done. And they're wet and gross. Trying to shake it off. Hot sauce. And salt and pepper. I love that lady moved her chair so she could watch this whole thing.
I know, right?
Do you know how hard it was to not swear?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Not a lot of options left here. Here's number two.
Oh, look at Z. I was being sweet.
You did.
I swept that away. No,
you brushed the rest of the egg off. This one I already know.
There's two.
Man, those splatter.
And yeah, I was going to say, when you like hit it on my head, I mean, it didn't just splatter.
It goes
like,
for distance.
It was like elevation.
This is not a good look.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Why do all these little challenges and stuff?
You have glowing skin tomorrow. You have glowing skin.
Good thing Foothills has a shower. What you're not seeing, ladies and gentlemen, it was just like 117 degrees at this point of the day.
You know what this means? Here comes the winning egg.
Right, and you wonder, like, what we're watching and stuff. You can always check back on the H Train Show stream.
I've got two raw ones on
and see this video. But that's what we're doing right now is we're playing the video because a lot of people wanted to see this, but they had to leave because it was so hot.
Okay.
Come on.
Ew. I remember that one. That was gross. It was all hot.
Two, right? We're two and two? We're two and two!
That has never happened before. Like, when we goosed this, we didn't go through all 12 of them.
Yeah. That's 11 eggs right there. Yeah. Coming from 12. Oh, goodness. Thank God we got to get to T2T.
Yeah, that was smelly and gross.
Okay, so this is not a good look for me, but I won. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations for not a whole lot of anything,
Eggman.
Really.
All right, here we go.
I am the Eggman.
It seemed like a really good idea at the time.
Thanks for first time I head banged and something actually came off my head. Oh, man. Oh, it's in my eye.
What's that? Right. Maybe it'll grow my hair?
Yeah, I was hoping that it didn't grow my hair.
We're watching the H Train Show, and we're going to go on a music break.
What's that?
Don't tell him. I want to see if he's going to drive home like that.
I think I did, actually. All right, so going back to the our video, we're back, and we're not going to go on a music break, but what we are going to do, very important, if you get the OBS, Rob, we are doing it now. The,
I love when you let me click buttons.
The tribute to the troops.
Tribute to troops. Sponsored by High Style and XP. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Master Sergeant Andrew Marquisano served 6 tours in Afghanistan with the 82nd Airborne and 6 tours with his Ranger Regiment. During a 2009 deployment to Afghanistan, his battalion, the 2-508, suffered one of the highest casualty rates of any unit in the war. For his action on this deployment, he was awarded a Silver Star. Master Sergeant Marquisano had just accepted a job at the Pentagon and had recently moved there with his family when on July the 6th, 2020, he took his own life. He was the 30th soldier from his battalion to do so. He leaves behind his wife and 3 children. To his friends in the military, he was known as the real Captain America. On behalf of everyone here at MBR and the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And as always, we thank you for your service and sacrifice. Master Sergeant Andrew Marquisano, a.k.a. the real Captain America, end of watch, July 6th, 2020. Please call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 or visit their website at veterancrisisline.net for online help.
Last music break, and when we come back, we're hitting the final minute, the 2-minute warning. So whatever you do, stay with us, don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Patrick Benson, co-founder and director of War Horses for Veterans, and you're listening to H-Train Radio Show. Damn it, H-Train Radio.
Okay, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H-Train Show, and we have came to that moment, Rob. It's that time where we have to say bye till next Monday.
Well, okay then.
Yes. So it is the 2-minute warning.
5-5-4-4-3-3-2-1-1. We
We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
You know, one of these days, I wonder if we'll be on a TikTok video with the 2-minute warning. You know, have you seen those TikTok videos?
I have. I've seen a lot of them.
I've wished that I knew how to do it, but I've tried.
Not your gig.
I tried.
That app is banned in a lot of places now.
I've tried for like 2-3 hours. I could not figure it out. Okay, Rob, what did you learn today?
Well, first of all, I love that this is sponsored by Common Grounds Golf Course. Yes. You and I went over there Wednesday?
Yep.
Wednesday? And met all the bosses and whatnot. And what an awesome place. If you get a chance to go out to Common Grounds Golf Course in Aurora, I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful golf course. And I don't know anything about golfing, although I got myself a new golf bag today. So, yay for me. So, yeah, if you get a chance, go out there. I learned today that the Truffle Shuffle is way more popular than it should be. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate your support.
Yes, I thought today's show was going to be all about the egg roulette, but you definitely took the spotlight away with the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, lucky me. Thanks. Appreciate that.
So let you guys know, next week, our interview, we're trying to get... Should we tell everybody that we're trying to get... what is it? Watcher Six coffee?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it won't be next week because they're on vacation for the next week or two.
Okay.
So, yeah, Got Your Six coffee. Love to talk to them. So I've been trying to pin that down for a while. A couple other different ones. I'd really like to get my buddy Chris on there. So that would be kind of cool to talk to a professional wrestler.
Right.
I'll see what I can get done.
You guys keep on watching. We'll keep on bringing you guys great coverage, great interviews. So, you know, sometimes you can't schedule all of them. I do know that we might next week, we might even have Josh from DCF Guns because that interview came pretty good. We might even play that. So just tune in. You will never know what's going to happen. So, bless you. So that's the show for everybody today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast of this radio show comes on right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you. Not for us. We're giving our veterans a voice.
Good show, man.
Good show.